Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
This evening, I am going to give you a very powerful key to unlock 2024. Oh, you didn't hear that. Hello? I said, I am going to give you a powerful key for you to be able to unlock 2024. You see, 2024 is just at the corner. Some people will do well and some people will not do well. It all depends on you as individual. You have to decide today whether you are going to succeed in 2024. You have to take that decision today. And not when you have entered. Praise God. Everything is possible. If only you can decide tonight and trust God for what you must do in 2024, which is just at the corner. Say, just at the corner. I want to announce to you that some people will do well. Some people will not do well. Why? Because some people have decided that the coming year, they are going to do well. And the moment you say to yourself, you are going to do well, then you have the key. It means that you have the key to unlock your breakthrough. And that is what tonight I am coming to help you to see and to have. Amen? And I'm going to give you a very powerful scripture to start with. Are you ready for the key? Amen? You see, you need a key. And that key is a key of 2024. And the key I am going to give to you will make you have 2024 under your command, under your control. You will not be troubled. You will not be weary. You will not get tired, because the key is so powerful that at every point in time, you are able to enter into a certain realm. Amen. Are you still with me? 2024, some will do well, some will not do well. Like it happened to some people this year, 2023. Some did well. They really succeeded. Some didn't. And sometimes it's not witches and wizards. And I'm going to show you tonight. Amen. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. Are you ready for the keys? Are you ready for the keys? Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Did you see that? Wisdom and knowledge. Shout it, wisdom and knowledge. Shout it again, wisdom and knowledge. Shout it again, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our times. It said wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our time. Give me another version. Let's go to NIV, then we'll go to, other version, and then you'll see. Ready? Go. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich stone of salvation, a wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to the to this treasure. Did you see that? Amen. So go to the main scripture. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of what? Your times. Which means that wisdom and knowledge is going to bring stability. Our world today is not stable. True or not true? And the key that the Lord is giving us is wisdom. Amen. It says if we have wisdom, according to this scripture, wisdom and knowledge is going to bring stability. Stability in our homes, stability in our workplaces, stability in our churches, stability in our nation, stability in every area of our lives. Come on, shout it, wisdom. So one day, this great man called Solomon was appointed to be a king at a tender age. And when he assumed the kingship, the throne, he asked the Lord for something precious. And what did he ask? He asked God for wisdom to govern his people. And the Lord said, because you have asked this, and you did not ask for the head of your enemies, you did not ask for cars, you did not ask for aeroplane, you did not ask for this and that, I will give all those things that you did not ask to you because you have asked something precious. It's in your Bible. Unless you didn't pass through children's service. Hello? So, Solomon asked for what? Wisdom. And then he said, you have asked something great. Say something great. Come on, say you have asked something great. So the Lord says, look, you didn't ask for longevity. But because you have asked for wisdom, I will give you long life. Amen? So, what does it mean? It means that when you have wisdom, everything comes to you. When you have wisdom, you receive longevity, you receive prosperity, you receive good life. You can mention it. If you have wisdom, what do you want? Hello? Oh, preach with me. What do you want? Hello? Oh, what do you want? What do you want to experience? Good health. You are not expecting anything. Marriage. And what again? It says if you have wisdom, all those things will come to you. Amen. Let's look at this. Second Chronicles, chapter 1, reading from verse 11. Then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. What a blessing. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Ready? Go. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like. Are you still with me? Do you understand what we are reading? It said, because you did not ask for riches. You know that it's like, most of you, when we come to church, we are asking for riches. Yes. Who is here to ask for riches? Hello? Yeah. Oh, be truthful to yourself. Be truthful. Yes. Amen. You see, tonight I am dropping something great in your heart. Amen. Because this was in your heart. What was in his heart? He was asking for wisdom. He was asking for what? Wisdom. Because the man was about governing a whole nation. Thousands and millions of people. Because normally, what you're supposed to ask is that, Lord, give me more riches. Long life. Because the enemies are at the corner. They are looking for my life. Because when you assume a certain position, it's like people are, looking for your life. They can easily kill you. So I was thinking that he will ask for long life or the head of his enemies. But he said, because it was in your heart and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom. Say, but I've asked what? Come on. But I've asked what?
Wisdom.
But I've asked what? Wisdom. You see, I want you to know that wisdom is a principal thing. Wisdom is more powerful than riches. Because if you have wisdom, you can get all this. Wisdom can give you riches. Wisdom can give you wealth. Wisdom can give you honor. Wisdom can put your enemies under your feet. Wisdom can give you long life. You see, there are some people, they die prematurely because of lack of wisdom. They eat by heart. But if you have wisdom, wisdom will teach you that you don't eat certain food. Wisdom will teach you that you don't wake up very early, you have not eaten, and you drink aperitif. You know aperitif? Abase you. Hello? You wake up very early, you have not eaten, and the first thing that you take is is whiskey. It's a sign of lack of wisdom. Because the more you are taking that, the more you are destroying your organs. So if you have wisdom, you will live long. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? So what the author is saying is that if you have wisdom, all the things that you need in this life, you are going to receive them. And I'm here to give you a key from this day forth. You see, your prayer topics should change. You should pray more for wisdom, because if you have wisdom, you will get more money. If you have wisdom, you will get wealth. If you have wisdom, you see, your enemies will plot against you, but you will swerve them. Oh, yes. That is why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3, it says, a prudent man foreseeth evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Are you still with me? It said, the prudent foresees what? Evil. A wise person will always see evil, will see something coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce to you that something is coming. There is something coming 2024. Something is coming. What are you going to do? Hello? I said something is coming. Do you want to know what is coming? Hello, do you want to know what is coming? It said, things are going to shoot up like that. What are you going to do? Hello? Yes. They will not consult you to increase anything. You think that they will come and consult you? But you see, wisdom will let you see. Wisdom will let you do what? See. So it said, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Ladies and gentlemen, 2024, don't be simple. Hello? You see, simple, the simple here means careless. Don't be what? Careless. A careless life will let you suffer 2024. Careless life. You see, some of you here, the reason why 2023 didn't go well for you is because you were too careless. When money comes into your hands, the way you mishandle it, you are too careless in handling money. Say 2024, I will not be careless anymore. Yeah. I want to show you something. Do you love that scripture? Amen. Verse 12. It said, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. He asked for it. And he says that, I have granted it to you. I have given it to you. You asked for it. I have given it to you. But what's this? And I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like. Hello? He said, I will give you riches, I will give you wealth, I will give you honor. Why? Because now I know that you are ready. You are ready to handle my riches. You are ready to handle my wealth. You are ready to handle my honor. There are some of us here, the reason why the Lord is not releasing his riches, his wealth, and his honor unto us, because we don't have wisdom. Because he knows that when he gives his riches, when he gives his wealth, when he gives us honor, we are going to die quick. Yeah. Are you here? You've gone home. Yeah. Sometimes when I see the young ones that God opens some riches small for them, and you see them all over the place. You are all over the place. You are exposing yourself for the consumption of the enemy. All over the place. Are you here? You see, the very rich people, you don't hear them. You don't hear them. You don't hear them displaying their riches on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on status. You are becoming a fool. 2024, don't fool again. Are you here or you've gone home? Yes. Small riches that God has, you know, is testing you with. Is testing you. Mind you, you are showing it, showcasing it, everybody, including the chief witch, the chief wizard in your family, are getting to know that some riches has come. Are you still with me? That is why you see young people dying prematurely these days. You see, the devil doesn't know everything. Yes. The devil doesn't know everything. It's not like God who knows everything. The devil doesn't know everything. So when you showcase it and you see, you say, huh? You have this? I'm coming at you. I am coming for you. Oh, yes. Get wisdom first. And any other things will be added. There are some people, they don't even know how to handle honor. When the Lord honors them small, and people, I mean, are around them, and people are giving them standing ovation, then it's like they become pompous. You see, small honor that they are giving you, you want to sit on everyone. And now when you come to church, you don't want to sit on your chair. You want human beings to, you want to sit on human beings. Hello? But you know, wisdom will teach you how to be able to handle the honor. Are you here? Wisdom will teach you how to handle your beauty. Your beauty shouldn't eat into your head. That is why you are fooling. Are you still here? You've gone home. Yes. Matahan tole sabanda ya. God will test you. Listen, when prematurely you get certain blessings, and you don't have wisdom, you will kill yourself. You will destroy yourself. Young people, get wisdom first. Mature. You see, when they say somebody is matured, it's that the person is walking in a certain knowledge. The person has certain information that guides his life. The person has wisdom that governs his life. Are you here? Listen, I don't want you to enter into 2024, with nothing. I am giving you a very powerful weapon to overcome everything of the enemy in 2024. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Yes. Today I was lying down on my bed and I saw a very young man. Yes. A very young man in his 30s. He just fell from a story building. Yeah. And broke his neck. Then I saw that some people rushed to straighten the neck, but the neck couldn't live. And the person died. And I was asking the Lord why. And the Lord told me certain things. He said, this person doesn't know how, to handle wealth and fame and his prosperity. So he was just there. He was, you see, when you're at the top, you see, you don't walk by heart. You see, but he was just walking by heart. And then by the time he realized from the top, pew. Because when you are at the top, you have to be very careful. The way and manner you walk, the way and manner you talk, the way and manner you throw your hands. You see, by the time you say Jack, you are on the floor. But the Lord is delivering some generation of people here that even in the midst of your upliftment, you will remain humble, you will remain statued, unchangeable, you will still be serving God, you will still praise God, you will still respect people. Are you here? There are some people, when they get money, they don't respect anybody anymore. That person is lacking wisdom. That's why some people, when they fall, they don't get anybody to lift them up. Yes. Because when they were somebody, they were looking down on other people. When they were somebody, you see, when they were somebody, they thought that, Charlie, you cry. Who are you? You know, you are not my class. Listen, stop that thing. I said, stop it. Turn to somebody and tell them that, stop it. What class are you talking about? Tell the person that, what class are you talking about here? Tell the person that, don't you have nose? I also have nose. Don't you have mouth? I also have mouth. Don't you have head? Even my own is bigger than yours. Hello? Am I speaking to somebody here? You see, we should stop that kind of thing. You know, it's not my class. It's not my this thing. And be humble and walk in the wisdom of God. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. And I will give you riches and wealth and honor. Set us. Listen, when God sees that you are ready, he will give you something that will blow your mind. Yes. Are you here? And some of us, God is testing us. He has given you something small. Something small. And you are not making people to rest. Something small that God has given you. You are not making people to rest on social media. Shamakatos in the entire. It's like we know the kind of food you eat every day. You are becoming a fool if you don't know. It's like we know everything about you. We know everything about you. Your day-to-day life is on social media. You are becoming what? A fool. Very soon, the devil will slaughter you. Be careful. Turn to somebody and tell the person, be careful, brother. Don't display your wealth on social media. Don't display your account on social media. Very soon, BNI people will come to you. Oh, yes. Am I speaking to somebody here? Oh, am I preaching? I say, I'm giving you a key. Wisdom is strength. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 19, it said, wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 rulers in a city. It's like you don't like this kind of message or something. Or I should stop. Yes. Receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Wisdom my strength. Listen, 2024 will not respect people who have muscles. Oh, yes. I said 2024 will not respect people with muscles. Have you not seen people with muscles begging for food? Have you not seen people with stature owning the water seller? Hello? If you like, ask the water seller at your place the kind of people that are owing her. He will tell you that macho man around your area is also owing her. Are you still here? And see, what will overcome 2024 is the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God. If you have the wisdom of God in 2024, you are going to be on top of affairs. Oh, yes. You are going to be stronger than your enemies. You can't be earning 4,000. And then when they pay you, you go and buy week 3,000. You are a fool. It's not wisdom. Hello? Your boyfriend also is earning 3,000. You are earning 4,000. And the wig on your head, the wig on your head is 6,000. It is not wisdom. That is why you don't have money. You see, when people see the wig on your head, cry, they don't want to even, that's human. They don't want to help you. I said, I'm preaching. Oh, yes. Cut your coat according to your material. 2024, if you want to be comfortable, cut your coat according to your material. If your material is small, Charlie, per jacket, palm jacket, be small jacket. Never go so. Yes, sir. S1. No, a palm won't do matter. Be now. Oh, no, I will come. Hello? I say, you palm the thing according to the size of the material. Am I speaking to somebody here? Receive the power of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the power of wisdom in the name of Jesus. You see, there are most of us here, we are under pressure because of carelessness. It's not like because your salary is not big. You see, no matter how salary you get, if you manage it well, you will be cool. I say you will be cool. But you are living a kind of life that, you see, Bill Gates are living. Sister, what do you think? It's like the kind of life they are living. You see, it's like Bill Gates. Oh, yes. It is wisdom problem. What the church is suffering today is wisdom problem. What the nation is suffering today is wisdom problem. Oh, yes. What Africa is suffering today is wisdom what? Problem. Yes. Because, look, God has blessed Africa with a lot of goodies. But we are still poor. You think that is witches? Is witches and wizards? No. It is what? Wisdom problem. Yes. Sometimes I can't even think far. Charlie, we'll go and put our money with them. And then we'll go for loan. And then we have to pay interest. Ah! I know. I can't. I can't think. Hey! My own money, my oil money, my gold money, my lithium. Hey! And I'm still poor. I'm still poor. Now I will go and put it there, and then I'll still go and take loan. It's a wisdom problem. Maybe that's what I say. Che, se wenya nyame nyansa obekoso abre. Ese se obi a bom paye se nyame mame nyansa ye timidi ye. Nyame nyansa ye bet met me di atna asitna ebe mame ho atome. Ese se nyame timi maye nyansa. Che 2024 you won. Ese se ye bom paye se nyame mame nyansa. Mami Nansa, because 2024 a ye hunya. Meeting me hoopa. Me say a ye day. Hunya. Never saw what I say. Who bet man will wage you, mummy? Yen two pay wound that yen two pay much. What will you do? You can't stop. When you stop, you even be west off. You have to be there. Are you here? Some of you, you have to decide that 2024, you eat once a day. Oh, yes. It's like, I'm telling you, some of you, you are eating 6 times a day. 6 times. Check. Some of you, you are eating 6 times. That is why you are poor. That is why you don't have the land. That is why you have not built. Some of you, 2024, you have to purpose that I am not going to buy any clothes. My 2023 clothes and my foot. Are you listening to me? Some of you, when they open your wardrobe like this, you see clothes falling. The clothes are falling down. And you are still buying. You are still buying. The men, are you here? You need 2 shoes. Black one and brown. Or coffee brown. That's all. Tell to the person sitting next to you that the person have not seen your shoe. You have not seen your shoe. Tell the person that I have not even noticed. Even last week, what you wore, I can't even remember. Am I speaking to somebody here? I'm preaching. Listen, God wants you to have control over 2024. And he's giving us a powerful key. A very powerful key. Are you listening to me? You see, some of you, your problem is the way you recklessly handle money. It's your problem. It's not witches and wizards. Listen, 2024, don't blame anybody for your downfall. If you don't walk in this wisdom I'm giving you, don't blame anybody. Oh, yes. Yes. Look at the toys in your house. Toys. Yes. Bag toys. Yes. You have a lot of bags. Yeah. Most of them are toys. Yes. Are you here? When you see, children, they like toys. They like a lot of toys. So when they see them, it brings them great joy. You see, when you see a lot of bags, when you see it, it gives you great joy. And they are getting sport. They are peeling. Oh, the ladies, am I still your friend? I'm preaching. Yeah. Toys. Yes, toys. The men, some of you have watches, about 12 watches. But I want to announce to you that, you see, the watch, nobody has seen it. Nobody have seen it. One time, one of my sons were wearing some watch. Me, I see it like Tete watch, like Ekume Kume watch. Until the friend was telling me that this is a very powerful watch. He said, this is a very powerful watch. And I said, how powerful is it? You see, my own, you see, it gives time. Your own too also gives time. What is the purpose of watch? Purpose of watch is for me to know what?
The time.
The time. It's for me to know the time. So you can tell that the time is 9:40. And my own too says that it's 9:40. Purpose accomplished. Nobody gives you pressure. Am I speaking to somebody there? You see, when God has blessed somebody and the person can afford those things, that is fine. But you don't let it give you pressure because you are also coming. You are also coming. Everybody has its level. Everybody has its level. Yes. That's why the man says that I know my level. I say everybody should know his level and operate within your level. Don't allow anybody to give you pressure. Say, I refuse to be pressured. I refuse to be pressured. Are you here? More especially the women. Can I say it? Or the ladies, I shouldn't say it. You see, the ladies are easily pressured. Oh, yes. When they see somebody with a wig, the next day they want to get it. You see, I saw somebody's hair during this festivity. And I realized that this person had wanted to do this type of hair. But the hairdresser was no good. So the hairdresser spoiled the hair for the person. Because when I saw the hairstyle, I could tell that this is the type of hair that the person wants to do. But I think that the person is not expert in that kind of hairstyle. Are you here? Ladies wants to have everything. Hello? Yes. For all you know, cry, that wig is for the elder sister. And he has borrowed it, and then he has come to church, and then you are under pressure. Listen, God is giving us wisdom this coming year so that we will walk in the wisdom of God so that we will not be pressured. I said, I'm preaching. The women don't give the men pressure the coming year. Can I tell somebody here? I don't know. I know today you won't give offering, but you see, but I'll still preach. I said I'll still preach. Because we know when we preach like this, our offering reduces. But I am preaching to a generation of people who are serious and they want to see the will of God done in their life. Can I preach to somebody? Somebody must rise up and begin to walk in the wisdom of God. Ah, my God. He said to Solomon, Solomon, blessed are you. You did not ask for the head of your enemy. You did not ask for riches. You did not ask for wealth, you did not ask for longevity, but you have asked for wisdom. And because you have asked for wisdom, I, the Lord, I am going to give you riches. I am going to give you wealth. I am going to give you honor. I see the Lord setting somebody aside. I see the Lord setting somebody aside. I see the Lord setting somebody aside to honor that fellow, to give his riches to that fellow, because the person has received wisdom. Because God knows when he gives his riches to you, you are going to handle and handle it well. When he gives his wealth to you, you are going to handle and handle it well. When God gives you honor, he knows that you are going to handle it well. Somebody receive wisdom. Somebody receive wisdom. Come on, shout it, wisdom. Are you with me? Sit down for a moment. Listen, everybody here can live comfortable 2024. Everybody, under the sound of my voice, your problem is that you are comparing yourself to somebody. The Bible said, he that compare himself to the other is not wise. Are you here? The person you are comparing yourself with is a banker, and they pay the person 15,000. Hello? And you are paid 2,000. Please, please, be wise. Hello? Be wise. Do you know that there are some people, anything that they put on their hair, the borrowed hair, it's nice, although it's not expensive. You see, men will be falling under the anointing, you know? Hello? But the ones that are expensive, they are not falling. Hello? Are you here? You've gone home. Don't compare yourself in the coming year with anybody. Yes. Me say obiye den ending in line. Be yourself. Yes. Nowadays there's a lot of fake life on social media. The young lady just went, stood at somebody's Range Rover and took a selfie. And put it on TikTok. And when you see it, then you will write under. See what the Lord... Oh, as if you know what I'm coming to say. See what the Lord has done. What God cannot do does not exist. Hey! And then you like... Then he said, oh God. So when that Ben and Missy Medu, Onya Ondu, Ondu baby, he said, Wabra Bono, yes, same, Nedia. Oh, yes. Edianya, the whole year, and obedient a call, restaurant, and Oko trade the man, and we chat. And what there are two social media. Who is the other one? Say, hey, yummy, 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 this food. Yeah? Hey! You see, ain't you know, there is a human that was a farmer. Now, the other one is a who be dino on son. Who is the other one who say, who is the other one? Hello, hello, are you here? I say, I'm showing you wisdom. You see, some of you, the reason why when you are in calamity, nobody helps you. Because if they go on your social media handles and the things that you post, hello? Go on social media and say, you will not see my house there. Are you here going home? No. You will not see my house there. Hello? But some of you, my house is nicer than yours. But you go in your ghetto blaster, you are everybody must know that. You see, we know the bed you are using. Are you here? It's like somebody is angry at me or something. Ghetto blaster. Am I helping somebody here? Any new thing you buy, you let everybody know that you have gotten this. And then when the delivery person is coming, look, what kind of generation that we are raising? Hello? I want to let you know that it's a low level of wisdom. It's a low level. Your level of wisdom is down. It's low. When you are operating in the high wisdom, there are certain things you will not do. I say you will not do. Are you here? You gone home? There are certain things that you can post on. This, I mean, you can post on social media. That's fine. But you see, your private life. Yes. You see, so there are some people. When I see them on social media, and then they are a couple, and then they are there, and it's a fake. It's not real. You see, almost acting. You see, that one, everybody can do it. They are acting because they are conscious that there's camera on them. But behind the scene, they are punching each other. Are you here? You're going home. So he said, wow, Charlie, these people, they are loving. They are this. Please stop it. They are not loving. They are. Hello? Yeah. Let somebody testify about your marriage to people that these people, their marriage is fantastic. Not you. You are too conscious and then. Hey, it's fake. Is it, am I showing somebody wisdom here? Wisdom brings stability. Wisdom brings what? Stability. The truth about wisdom is that the rich needs it, the poor needs it. Oh, yes. The truth about wisdom is that everybody needs it. If you don't have it, look, you will end up destroying your life. Are you here?
Yes.
I say you end up what? Destroying your life. The young man, are you there? Yes. Receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Wisdom will let you see. I said, wisdom will open your eyes to be able to see. That's the power of wisdom. It opens your eyes to be able to see. You see, things that people will not see, you will see it. Wisdom will tell you that, look, this party don't go because it will not benefit you in any way. You will end up spending about 2,500 Ghana cedis. Hello? Which at the end of the day, it will not bring any return to you. You see, go to parties that will bring certain connection, certain relationship, open doors for you. Don't just get up and go to any party 2024. You will travel to Sunyani for what? Somebody you don't even know, Sfinra. My friends.
Auntie's mother's cousins. Grandmother.
Yeah. My friends.
Auntie's cousin's cousin, grandmother.
Grandmother. Hey! Your case is serious. That is why you don't have money. Listen, money comes to our hands every now and then. If you like, check. The monies that have passed through your hand, because of lack of wisdom, you are unable to do anything with it. Are you listening to me? I prophesy into your life that next year you will build a house in the name of Jesus. You see, you don't need money to build a house. You need wisdom to build. Put it there. Wisdom builds a house. And through the wisdom, you see, the chambers are full. You don't need to be rich. Are you here? This church, we were not rich. As a matter of fact, people think that we have gone to collect some juju and then we are building the church. No. We started building precept by precept, little by little, and we have gotten here. Are you still with me? Yeah. Little by little. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. Receive wisdom to build houses in the name of Jesus. Oh, I prophesy to somebody. You are receiving wisdom to build houses in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. You need wisdom to build a house, not money. I know people who have money. They are earning good money, but they are unable to build. They want to get money, a lot of money, then they can build at once. We don't build like that. If you build like that, you go broke. We build precept by precept, little by little. Because when you put money into the building, it doesn't come again. So you build little by little. Continue to perch, at that place, and continue to build little by little, precept by precept. By the time you realize you have built, that is wisdom. Are you here? You are waiting for some breakthrough, some big breakthrough before. Look, it will not come. God has decided to give you the monies little by little, little by little. But because it's coming little by little, you don't see that God is blessing you. If you like, calculate the monies that comes into your hands every month, little by little, then you realize that, look, you are a millionaire. But because the monies don't come, boom, say boom, you don't see the wisdom in it to buy a land. If you were paying small, by now, you are a landlady, you are a landlord. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. Verse 4. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Hello? You decide that every month you buy something and put it in the house. Don't rush. Look, don't be under pressure. You are not in competition with anybody. After all, who comes into your house? Some of you, nobody comes to your house. The people that come to your house, they are three. So why are you under pressure? Hello? Am I speaking to somebody here? He said, why are you under pressure? By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You are waiting to get money. Boom, boom. Say boom. Oh, chance of being sika ke siebi. And sana, what to turn yama? Unimpa. What da keteso? But you, like, nothing is occurring to you. Hello? Listen to me. God is giving us a very powerful key. It's giving us a very powerful key. It's giving us an instruction. Next year, none of us here should walk foolishly and act foolishly in 2024. Are you here? If you know you are not ready to give birth, don't give birth. Let me say it again. If you know you are not ready to give birth, don't give birth. You see, giving birth is not an achievement. Hello? Fulfilling purpose is an achievement. When you go to heaven, they will not ask you that, why didn't you give birth? No. But they will ask you, why didn't you fulfill your God-given purpose? If there is something that you have to pursue, it's purpose, it's not giving birth. When you give birth and you don't take care of them, God will ask you. If you know your strength can handle one, please, go one. There is a certain trap. I don't know, childbirth is like a you know, they don't have money, but they give birth by heart. Hello? Are you here? You've gone home. That is why we come to church, and then there's unnecessary pressure. God has seen that you, when he gives you two children, you will die. And he says that, look, let me give you one. You can handle one. You don't have the capacity to handle two. God sits in heaven and he sees everything. I'm giving you some wisdom here. Don't do something that will bring pressure on you. The young ones, are you here? You are just catching the girls and then hello? You are looking for trouble. You are looking for what? One of our members who happened to be, I think, 16 or so. Is it 16 or 15? Where's Pastor Kingsley? 16. Then the boyfriend too is 16. So they cross each other's path. And the 16 impregnated the 16. Hey! So who are you going to collect? Where are you going to collect the money from? Because the 16 is not working. So this person, the wahala was on us. We did the adoring. We did everything. Everything was on us. Hospital bills, everything. Antenatal, everything was on us. Why do you put burden on innocent people? And let me tell you something. 2024, people will become more self-centered. So they will not think about you that much. That is why you have to be careful. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Why are you going to school and then you want to get pregnant? Ask the person sitting next to you that, why do you want to get pregnant at this time? Hello? Is it the moment you get pregnant, you spoil your education? You delay your future. You will not get to the destination on time. Because it will take you, 9 months to deliver, 6 months to breastfeed. Some even cry, some of the children, they are very stubborn. So 2 years in here, they are sucking breasts. So it's like they would delay you 3 years, 4 years. They would delay everything about you. You see, be ready before you give birth. I'm giving you wisdom. Are you here? The voice of God. Are you listening to me? Don't just go and then be removing things. You are removing skirts. Bomb picking no hard, but money for cocoa. I said I'm preaching. Listen, wisdom has opened its mouth wide. And they that love it, he will be their friend. Embrace wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, embrace wisdom in the name of Jesus. You see, wisdom will teach you. The ladies, are you here? That don't be discriminating. You are too discriminating. I don't want the man that is short. So who should go and take the shot? Hello? That is why some of you ladies are not married. Because the tall people have finished. It's left with the short men. Yes. Are you here? You see, wisdom. I say, I'm trying to show you something. I used to know a certain lady. Eh? I used to know a certain lady. Say a certain lady. Very pretty. Very pretty. All my stories are true. You see, very pretty. And when she was growing up, all the men that were coming to her life are short. And then he said, no, I don't like this short. I don't like this short. Then he hit 30. I don't like this short. Then she hit 40. Then I don't like this short. Then she hit 45. I don't like this short. Now she's 50. She's going to 60. All the men, the last one that came into her life, tell you, the man was working. You see, very powerful man. Yes, but she's short. Are you still with me? Okay. Look, if you are not operating in wisdom, man, you will not see where your blessing and where your prosperity is. You will never see. You will never see. Yes. Yes. And the man went and married somebody. Yes. And this woman is still there today, 50-something, is still not married. Yes. The man has pot belly and short. You see, those who have pot belly, they are very powerful. Yes. Yeah. You see, don't follow six-pack. Six-pack people, most of them, they don't have anything. Are you listening to me? You see, those who have single room, you see, one pack, when they are coming like this, you see, they are too busy to the extent that they eat late. So it's like their stomach has become big. They are very powerful. There's money in their account. There's money in their pockets. There's money in their wallet. Stop fooling and say that you don't want such men. Stop fooling. Am I helping somebody here? Oh, yes. Are you here? Look, when a simple man loves you, love the simple man with love. Don't be marrying material things. If today is not good, if today things are not all that good, tomorrow, it will be well. You see, may the Lord give you the eyes to see. I said, may the Lord give you the eyes to see. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. Listen, I am fixing a certain lady's life tonight. I said, I'm fixing a certain lady's life tonight. So that, you will marry 2024. Yes. Are you here? Are you here? I'm preaching. I said next year I'll be marrying a lot of ladies here in the name of Jesus. Amen. You see, it's not like men are not coming. You see, some of you too, you don't, the wisdom is not there to settle. There are seasons in life that you have to settle. And the season has come. Men are coming to marry you. You say you want to enjoy small. You want to go to school small. You have done masters. You say you are doing PhD. Now you say you are going to do a professorship. By the time you realize, we are praying for you. We are praying for you. You see, settle down and marry, and then later you can go to school. I don't know. I think I have to stop this message because I'm feeling like the ladies are not going to give offering. I'm feeling like the ladies are not going to give offering. Are you still with me? I'm telling you. There are seasons in life. There is time for everything. Ladies and gentlemen, there is time to even give birth. You are here, you are postponing. That's why Fabroad has come to settle in your... Because there's no activity. Have you seen our mothers? Mothers complaining about fibroid and things and all that. No. There's activities going on. There's an activity. Hello? Yes. Those who give birth, those who give birth, they don't get fibroid and things. Those that the place is lying down fallow. Say fallow. There's no activity. I said I'm preaching. If you will give birth now. Don't cross 40 something and say that we should be praying for you. Your chances are slim. You see, it's in the calendar of God. God has put everything in place. You see, God is a God of time. He plans everything. You are 50 now. Now that you say we should come and pray for you. I traveled to a certain region. Can I tell you this story? And I was calling for people who are trusting God for marriage. And there is this woman that came. About 50 years, early 50s. And then came. And he says, he's trusting God for it. I said, I sense in the realm of the spirit that you will not get. The woman was not happy with me at all. And I said, I'm telling you the truth. You will not get. Rather, find something else. If some prayer in the church and this thing you can be praying or this thing and all that. But after marriage, you will not get. The woman was not happy with me that I've told her the truth. To date, she's still not married. And I realized that when the woman was in her 80s, when the man come, then he bounced them. May the Lord give you the eyes of wisdom to be able to see. To be able to see. Are you still with me? Yeah? I'm telling you. Some of you, the way you are handling your life today, you will regret it. Like the psalmist says that, Anka my yes so will be. Hello? Uh-huh. My yes are open. Uh-huh.
Sukui
my ufo di mikobi.
Nansukola boni semti manyere me wensi.
Kora boni semti manyere me wensi adi.
Oyi me di kwanso.
Odi me di kwanso.
Mayeni na begi etre. Mamu famwe disia eni agro. Mamu famwe disia eni agro kra.
Hello, you see, you want to do Ajay. You see, a time for you to go to school. You are jumping walls to go to club. Listen, don't joke with your life. There's no time. I'm telling you that 2024, some people will do well, some people will not do well. And let me tell you, as a prophet of God, 2024, you see, even there will be water shortage. So I'm giving you wisdom. Start digging wells in your house. Because there will be what? Shortage. Even the one that we are drinking, a time is coming. The one that we are drinking, the bottle, mineral water, and this, it's like we cannot produce them because the water, we will not get. There will be shortage. What are you going to do in that time? I'm prophesying as a prophet of God. Strange happenings. You see, the way it has rained. You see, I see dimensions of things. It will get to a time, it will rain abnormally that it will not produce food. You see, abnormality of rain doesn't bring food. And then, if there's no rain at all, it also doesn't bring. I see this extreme happening. Not only in Ghana, but other nations. I see the climate changing. Yes. There was a time I was preaching somewhere in Dansuman, and I said that I see a time coming, snow, falling in Ghana. And the places that it used to do fall, they are not experiencing it. And I see them trooping in to Ghana and other parts of the world. God is going to shift things. It's a prophecy. Are you here? I see a time is coming that you don't have to go to school to become a president. You just need the wisdom of God to become a president. And unexpected people are going to lead our nations. I'm prophesying. Listen to me. I said, you don't need school. People will be fed up with schools. They will be what? Watch me. People will be fed up with what? With school. They need something higher than school to be able to stabilize the situation. Are you still with me? Oh, yes. I'm speaking prophetically. God is going to shift things in 2024. Strange happenings. A time is coming in 2024 that the people of God are going to give good judgment because their eyes are going to open that no man can come and fool them. When you are saying things to them and then they will just be looking at you and say, yeah, you know. But they know what to do. You cannot manipulate anybody again with cutlass, with fertilizer. I'm telling you, a time is coming. I said, a time is coming that this kind of manipulation, that take this and vote for me, take this and vote for me, it will not work. The wisdom of God is going to be so much with God's people that you cannot manipulate them anymore, because at every point in time in their lives, they know what to do. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our time. What will bring stability to you in 2024 is you walking in the wisdom of God. Listen, when marriages are collapsing, it's not witches and wizards, it's wisdom problem. If relationships are going bad, it's not witches and wizards, it's wisdom problem. You don't understand the woman, so you think that the woman is a troublesome person. You don't understand the man, so you think that the man is too hard. You see, you need to operate in the high level of wisdom to be able to handle situations. The moment you see yourself unable to handle that fiancé of yours, that man, that beloved of yours, that husband of yours, that wife of yours, it's a sign that you are operating in a certain level of wisdom, and you have to amplify your wisdom. Oh, mama. Zamahan talabrandaya. I see the Lord bringing us to a place so that we'll be in charge. Let me pause and speak to our leaders that what you need in the coming year is not loan. It's not going to take loan from anywhere. You need the wisdom of God to be able to govern your nation. Let me speak to African leaders. What we need is not to be going to the foreign land to go and be borrowing. We need wisdom to manage our own affairs. And may the Lord give our leaders wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, may the Lord give our leaders wisdom in the name of Jesus. If there is something to do in 2024 for our leaders, is that you pray that the Lord will give them wisdom. If they grab the wisdom of God, tell it, unhubeton. Mese unhubeton. Unmahunhubeton. Yes, because wisdom is a principal thing. I'm telling you. Look, the reason why I am comfortable in 2024 and knowing that 2024, it will go well for me because I am putting the jacket of wisdom. Are you listening to me? Oh, yes. Say, I am putting the jacket of wisdom. Oh, come on. Say, I am putting the jacket of wisdom. Is that how you put your jacket and walk in it? Say, I am putting the jacket of wisdom. Oh, come on. Say, I am putting the jacket of wisdom. Receive your jacket in the name of Jesus. I see you managing your own affairs in the name of Jesus. Receive wisdom to manage your businesses in the name of Jesus. Receive wisdom for school in the name of Jesus. Receive wisdom to manage your monies in the name of Jesus. From today, you will not buy toys again in the name of Jesus. I cancel any toys in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. By reason of wisdom, I see riches coming to you in the name of Jesus. By reason of wisdom, I see wealth coming to you in the name of Jesus. By reason of wisdom, I see longevity coming to you in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, is somebody here? Rise to your feet now. We are going to pray. Oh, yes. Do somebody want stability in 2024? Do you want to be granted and rooted in 2024? Listen, 2024, I say some people will do well, some people will not do well. But you have to determine it today. You have to decide today whether it will go well for you or not. And I'm giving you a very powerful key, which is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Listen, I didn't come to deliver my word. I came to deliver God's word for you. If you walk in wisdom, all aspects of your life will do well. I say all aspects of your life will do well. Receive that wisdom in the name of Jesus. You see, you are receiving wisdom even to manage your health. Yes. There are some people, they are sick. They are sick here because of their own mishandling of their body, their health. Hello, are you here? Yes. They lie in their bed and they will be eating. When they finish, they lie down. Why wouldn't you be sick? Yes. You see a lot of women with their big stomach in this thing. You see, they are doing something wrong. Apart from those who may be cesarean and this thing, and that one is like, it's not their fault too. Are you here? But some, it is just eating habit. That is what is making your stomach to bloat. Are you here? Look, you can change your health situation. Are you here? Gone home. The problem with our health is because of our eating habits. You grab everything you eat, chop, 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 chop. God has given us wisdom to be able to remain healthy. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? What did he say? He said, eat the herbs and use it for medicine. Hello? Is that not what the Bible says? He said, eat it. You see, the animals are healthy, are more healthier than human beings because they are doing what the Lord says they should do. And we say we don't want it. Even the salad in front of us, we put, name them, cream, salad cream on it, mayonnaise, and what again? Baked beans, and what? No. The calories and things, I'm talking about my ketchup. Hello? We put those things on it and we kill the power of the salad. So the salad goes into our stomach and it's not working. Because there's salad cream. And then you say, put more. Look, there are some of us here, you must learn to chew the salad like that. Without, he said, I don't feel it. I can't feel it. You see, circumcise your appetites. Am I speaking to somebody here? God is giving us wisdom to be able to remain healthy. Some of us too, we don't know how to even keep relationship. We lack wisdom. Yes. And for me, I don't know how to be calling people. I don't know how to be calling people. By you want to be called. You see, you should learn how to call people. Strategic people. Am I giving somebody wisdom here? There are some people, good friends in your life that you have not called for some time now. You see, 2024, you have to call them. Because you know that those people, they are there for you 24/7. I am not talking about some friends that are leading you to hell. They are leading you to destruction. I'm talking about strategic friends. At least 2024, you should have about 10 of them. I'm telling you, you'll be rich. Iron sharpened iron. Am I giving somebody wisdom here? The Bible says, walk with the rich and you'll be rich. Walk with the wise and you'll be wise. You see, when you walk with people who are walking in wisdom, automatically you'll be walking in wisdom. You'll become wise. Walk with fools and you'll become full square. Am I speaking to somebody here? Is God giving us a powerful key?
God bless you for your time.